Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, it's the Almost Famous Podcast, and today we're recapping something that I really wish that we didn't have to. The Women Tell All.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever watched.
Was it not it was the worst. And you guys know we hate tell-alls. One, I hate recapping the tell-all because recapping a recap is kind of difficult. This one's particularly difficult because it was like a housewife tell-all. It was just a scream match. I couldn't make out anything. I know that Ben was just telling me that he feels like an alien on this planet sometimes because he doesn't understand social media and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like an alien, or I felt like an old person watching this, because I couldn't really follow what they were saying at all. Like the first 20 minutes, I said to Jared, can you interpret what just happened? And then he was like, Maria's a dick. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, well, okay, but can you explain yourself? He's like, she literally wouldn't let anybody else talk. And it was just like a screaming match. And I was like, okay, well, everybody else is obsessed with Maria, so I'm not sure if you're right about this. I'm remaining neutral.
Well, we will get into the details of how we feel about each conversation, because that is what we're here for. I really hated watching this episode. And the reasons are a few things. One, it's so unhealthy. There's nothing healthy about this. There is no, I know people will probably point and say, yes, but they made up in the end.
No, they didn't.
That was very confusing to me and felt very produced.
Ben, that was girls just wanting to be like, let's get the applause from the audience. we'll apologize. There's no way we're actually going to be friends after this. There's no way we're even going to like smile at each other backstage. That was to appease people and to like make them like everybody look decent in the end. I will, you know, give credit to my friend Sydney, who I do think made a good move when she just said, like, you know what? I was annoying. We didn't see eye to eye, and I wish I did things differently. It was a good response. I'm really glad that she said what she said. But overall, like with the hugging and stuff, like Maria coming in hugging, and the Leia thing was weird because they're screaming at each other. And this is where I think you're saying that you're confused. Screaming at each other, then they go to break. Then Leia is crying. And then before you know it, Maria's coming over and hugging her. And they're like, I love you. And it's like very weird. And it's like, you're a great woman. Like Leia says, like, you're a wonderful woman. And I'm like, what happened here?
Here's my kind of like overall quote for the evening. A bunch of wrongs don't make a right. And it felt like it was wrong, wrong, wrong. Yell, yell, yell. At each other. Okay. I'm not saying anybody was better than anybody else here. I do think we got some insight into some of the things that were said during the season about Maria. We did now get kind of a group consensus that said, no, she didn't actually say those things. Like I said those things.
Lauren was like, I was the one that said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So like there was a consensus there. So it's like, okay, why were you hating on Maria so bad? What it ended up being was you just didn't like her. And that's not a good reason to be so mean to somebody. But everybody was just yelling at each other. You had a couple people in the back row that were there for two episodes that were wanting to get their insights in. So you could barely hear what anybody else was saying. They were making sure their voice was heard, which is always a thing that happens this episode. And then they're good. And it's like, what happened in between here? Because you just made somebody cry. You just made Maria walk through a season of being called a bully. Sydney, your whole experience on this show was awful. Like there was no way you're happy you went on this show at any point in time, because it really was just from the moment it started to the moment you left, it was a wreck. It was hard. It was grueling. And then you left the show and it's even been worse, you know? So like, what happened in between to then all of a sudden you guys are good again? Because for me, I barely saw an apology from anybody. I saw a lot of people still trying to get their jabs in, still trying to say, yeah, but you know, you did say this, or I heard it this way, but I'm sorry. And it's like, no, that's not how an apology works. That's not how a genuine like reconciliation of a relationship works. You don't just make somebody cry. You don't make somebody suffer through a whole season of being called a bully. You don't walk through this show and the experience that you did, and then all of a sudden, because somebody starts crying, everybody's good again. That's a very unhealthy way to at all resolve like issues. And it felt like that's what happened here.
For me, the apologies at this point are really, again, for the audience, because like you're just not going to be friends with the people that you really make enemies with that, like that in the house to that extent.
Well, we did. Okay, so let's start.
Or you really have a fresh start and that's called paradise. And like for some reason, we can kind of put the past away.
It's always a beautiful moment when the past goes away. Cause I mean, 90% of the time it does, because there was a quote this episode that said, I never really got to know you. On this season, they were talking about Maria. And I think that's very true. They never took the time to really get to know her. They just didn't like her because, as Medina said, it was some of the ways that the cadence of how things were said or when it was said or how it was said. And so it threw people off right away. Let's start at the beginning, because I do have some feelings about what Jared said, about Maria won't let anybody talk, about Sydney's apology, about Leia, about Medina. Also, Jess, who was such a big storyline this season for so long, and I felt like we got a little insight into where she's at. Overall, though, we say it every year, I feel more strongly about it this season because it was such a good season. It did have its bumps. It did have its controversies. It did have some character slamming throughout. However, overall, it was a great it's been a great season of The Bachelor, and a lot of healthy things have came from it. I think this women tell all, this whole idea is unhealthy. I think it's unnecessary. It's a filler episode by all means. I do not enjoy it. I don't enjoy watching it.
I was very happy that it was basically half tell-all, half regular episode, though, because we got the note conclusion, yep, and then we got Rachel's dumping and then their moment. So we really didn't have to go through, like, suffer through much. And it was really the yelling match for only about 20 minutes because then we started doing hot seats. And hot seats are easier to watch because it's not the whole crew yelling at each other.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start at the beginning. We do have the ladies there. There isn't any massive stars from this season who do not show up, which typically we do get. Kudos to really all of the women who are involved in any type of controversy actually coming to the tell-all. You don't really have to. It's not like forced upon you. You can say no, but it's a big deal that they did. We do have obviously the big storyline we just talked about. So let's dive in here to really the biggest part of the whole thing, which is the Maria, Leia, Sydney, Jess drama. Medina kind of gets mixed into it a little bit. Ashley, I feel like the fans got what they wanted because they do love Maria. I understand why. She is relatable in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think you could pick at this and say, yeah, she didn't really let anybody talk. I mean, she even admitted when somebody said, hey, you just always interrupted me, and she interrupted the person. She's like, see, I'm doing it again. But her reasoning was, I can't let you say things that are not true. Following that statement by Maria, there are women in the back row that say, yes, Maria did not say the things that you said she said. I said those things. Or Edwina said, I never witnessed any of the things that you're saying Maria said about you. Medina stands up for Maria. So is it right for Maria to interrupt? I don't know. I don't think it's wrong, because if these women are still trying to get their like words out and say, no, this is what was upsetting me about you, this is what you're saying. She's like, I didn't say that thing, stuff. Stop saying I said that stuff. I do think that's fair, because as soon as those words are out there, I do think they live in people's minds. And Maria is just trying to say, I did not say the things you said. I did not say the things that you said are saying I said about you. So yes, it did feel like Maria did exactly what they were saying she does. Yes, it did. However, yeah. I don't think it was wrong. I don't think it was necessary. It might have been annoying for the girls. I just don't think it was wrong. I think the only time for me, Ashley, it felt overdone was with Jess, because I think Jess is really hurt. That was my point earlier. I think she really was nervous to be there. I think she really isn't the type of person that wanted to walk off screen the way she walked off the show. I think she was trying to like tell a story of how she was feeling and what led her up to that moment. I don't exactly think she was trying to make anything worse for Maria, but Jess was like really hurt. You could tell, yeah, I think, in her tone and just how she stood up for herself, was that she was really wanting to go there and just kind of be like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't like you, Maria. You were driving me crazy. Every other time Maria interrupted, I thought it was totally appropriate, because it was starting to go off the rails for a bit.
Jared wasn't even there for the Jess moment, because the Jess moment is when I was like, okay, now the interrupting is becoming obnoxious. He was just talking about before, like all the talking over before. But I'm like, okay, that's interesting. It's just interesting because like everybody else is obsessed with Maria. So I don't know if you're looking at it through a different lens. I really try to look at it like a little bit more neutrally.
Well, she's a fiery character, Ashley.
I know.
I mean, she's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. However, I do think what people love about her, she says what she feels. She stands up for herself. She is funny. She's charismatic. She obviously is a lot more comfortable in these environments than 90% of the other women.
Oh, like 100%. And it translates. And that's what makes her a lot more likable, I think. She's so comfortable. But I'd also say that like I do think she gets like a little bit of a blind support from the audience. Like they do not want to hear anybody else's side. And I know where I'm coming. I know the perspective that I'm coming from is different, but it's like, you screw with Maria. Like you screw with me. Like they make it, they feel like she is their best friend. They have like Maria blinders on, and you can see that they didn't mention it when Rachel came out and was talking about the hate that she was getting on social media. But a lot of the hate that she was getting from social media last, you know, a week or so ago after Hometowns, or not, yeah, after Hometowns, when Maria was eliminated and she wasn't, was like, how dare you take Maria's spot?
Well, I think Maria has a massive following. I think people are very invested into her story. I do believe it probably came because they felt like she was getting treated unfairly from the very beginning. I think this tell-all will only solidify their support for Maria, because I think what comes out of this, outside of all the like confusion and the craziness and the yelling and people talking over each other and not really knowing where the conversation's going half the time, I think the one thing we can take from this is that Maria was not in the wrong. And I say that, and I know that could seem weird outside of her interrupting people, which you could say was appropriate and maybe not appropriate in the Jess situation. At least that's my feeling. Outside of that, we did hear a couple things come out of it. One, we heard somebody say, no, she didn't say that. I said that.
Wait, can I say this one thing? Jared was like, okay, what's the difference between shut the fuck up and zip it? It's just as annoying.
It's not what they said she said.
Okay.
I think that's the big thing. Is that, okay. I think maybe if we dive into that, what was happening was there was obviously a scenario going on where multiple people felt like that person needed to stop talking because they were saying things that was ridiculous. Also, you had multiple women, Edwina and Medina.
It's very hard. Edwina and Medina saying together. Yeah.
Specifically, we're coming out and saying, you just didn't like Maria because of like how she is or what she says, but she wasn't doing the things you said she was doing. She was not a bully to me. And it really carries the most weight coming from Medina for me, because this whole thing started with a comment and a situation with Medina. And so if Medina is sitting at the side of Maria being like, hey, you know what? Like what she said really wasn't bad at all. Like it was fine. And given the context, then I'm like, where did this whole thing come from? It obviously was just that you didn't like this person. You felt threatened by this person. And so in conclusion here, the one thing we can get from the tell-all is that Maria was treated unfairly for a majority of the season by three women, Leia, Sydney, Jess, because of some angst that they had against her. Now, if you want to dive into the semantics of, you know, how that played out in the tell-all or how that played out in the season, we can. I don't think it's really helpful. And I think it's going to lead us to the same conclusion.
It does lead to the same conclusion, which is you and I kind of established weeks ago. They have totally different ways of like communicating. And those girls did not like her style.
Yes. And so the fans see this whole thing playing out and they're like, hey, Maria wasn't the wrong here. Like I'm on Maria's side. And then they watch tell and they're like, I'm still on Maria's side, because they're readily admitting, along with a quorum of people, saying Maria didn't say these things. And so she was treated unfairly. This was a hard road for her. And so they're going to come out in more support following the tell off for her, which is fine, which is great. My hope, if anything, with the apology that came out of nowhere, really, for all of them, I don't even know how they even happened, because there was no leading up to it. It was just like, hey, you're crying. I don't want you to cry. I don't want you to be hurt. Let's solve this here. My hope is that now fans can move on from this whole situation and stop adding on the hate, stop adding on the criticism, stop adding on the comments, and just say, hey, they figured it out. We can figure it out, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll just throw this one more thing. I think that Lauren, Alyssa, Lauren, Allison, and Edwina were always kind of team Maria, always backing her. Medina, somewhere in the middle, and then the three of them. I think like the teams kind of stayed place in this situation. And that's all I got to say about that.
it did feel like, outside of everything else, Leia was the kind of more than Sydney, really. Yeah. You know, Sydney had, I don't think she really
wanted to stay back.
Yeah, she didn't do a lot to help herself or hurt herself. She just kind of stayed quiet. Yeah. We've commented on Jess. I think Jess was trying to resolve. I don't know necessarily how she was going to get there because it kept coming out wrong. But I do think Jess was like really hurt and just like really like sad of how she handled the situation. It did feel like Leia, out of everybody else, took the most criticism from the group.
Yeah.
And was kind of the target of, you caused a lot of the things that ended up being dramatic during the season. You caused these things. And I don't know if Leia expected it. I don't know if she, but there were some things said to Leia that were very poignant. Like, you say you're a woman's woman. You didn't act like it. And then you said these things about somebody else. And Leia said, I did not. And then four women said, no, you did. And she goes, okay, I did. Stop gaslighting me. And they're like, don't say we're gaslighting you. We're saying the truth here. And it did feel like, for a while, for me, I am glad there was some healing, or I'm just glad the thing stopped. Because it did feel like a while we were going to run off the rails and really kind of like throw a bunch of daggers in Leia and just leave it there. And that's why it was so hard for me to watch, because it was like, this isn't what this is meant for. This is a show about love and relationships. You didn't find love or relationships, but we damn sure should not crush you in the process. And it felt like it was going to be a crushing. Not that Leia did anything to help herself there. I don't think she was like explaining herself well or getting out of the situation well by any means. But it just kept getting worse and worse and worse until the commercial break. And then I think the producers are like, that's enough. We're done.
One other thing to mention about Leia. Interesting how the girls seem to really get angry at her for the whole burning of the date card, that she was going to be able to like steal somebody's date card. They really came at her for that. And I don't know, I guess I kind of understand. I think they just wanted to pile on her, and that was the first topic that came up. And she was, they were like, you're crying and la la la, but that the crying was for you. That wasn't for us. You were making it seem like you were doing us a favor. And I'm like, I think you guys are being dramatic now.
Yeah, well,
I get it, but also dramatic. You know what I mean? Like, I see where you're coming from.
It plays out completely differently if Leia the whole season is like a supportive, encouraging human to others. I think what they're saying is like, you did this and said you did it for the women, and then you were mean to so many during the season. Those two things don't run in parallel. And so I think it plays out completely different if she's seen differently by the women throughout the season.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe. watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
In conclusion of this whole experience, it just felt like a lot of yelling. It didn't feel like it did much more than maybe prove that Maria wasn't the bully that the narrative started to try to play out. And that shows why the confusion was there for Maria and the other women. But these are real humans trying to figure out a really weird environment. And so I just don't think it's ever healthy to come out of the tell-all and show more hate to any of them. Because, hey, outside if it was real or not, I'm going to assume it is because we saw it on television and it was their actions to do it. If they can forgive each other, we can too. We can move on. They can move on. No more hate out there. It really sucks for these people when that happens, and it really puts you in a hard place.
Okay, so then there was Lexi's hot seat, Jen's hot seat. Basically, Lexi's, you know, was just her thanking people for being understanding for her stage 5 endometriosis. And, you know, like, it's just all good. And then with Jen's, it was also all good. I like Jen's. Jen's a really likable character. If there was a season where there wasn't a lot of other likable characters, I could see her being in contention for The Bachelorette. She and Joey definitely, like, felt like they had something. And she's just just a kind of adorable and easy to watch.
She was the whole season. She was funny. She was witted or quick-witted. You know, I agree. If many other seasons, she would be the one that we're like, we absolutely can see her doing it. But the season was stacked full of incredible people, and it's what made it so fun. These two hot seats made sense of why they're up there. I mean, you know, Maria had a hot seat. Jen and Lexi had a hot seat. Those three make sense to me. It just, there wasn't much that came out of it.
Yeah, there's not nothing to talk about for you and I.
But what did come out of it was the next scene, which was this note card thing that we see from Joey. And I want to comment on this here. I agree with you of what you said at the beginning. I could handle tell-alls if it was half a tell-all and half an episode. Because at this point in time, we kind of move into a more live, interactive experience with The Bachelor and his contestants as the show's going on a screen that they're watching. I think that's intriguing to me. I don't mean when we started this podcast today and I said I hated watching it. I just don't like seeing people yell at each other for 25 minutes. It's not fun for me. And I don't know if it's really fun for anybody. I don't know anybody out there that's like, this is the coolest thing ever. Is all these women talking over each other. I can't understand.
Some people love it, Ben. I can't say that some people don't love it because really? I know that they do. And I can see by the social media feedback that they had fun with it.
Okay.
I think that for you and I do not like, I throw myself back to
anxiety.
Being there. Yeah, I don't like it. I think if you've been part of it, you're like, no, thank you. But if you're watching it and the drama really doesn't mean much to you, it's just something that you watch on TV. I think it could be fun.
Oh, okay. Well, we do see this note card situation. What a weird scenario. Like, from all sides, this note card comes in. It's what we have a cliffhanger on the last episode. We get to read the note card. It says, we need to talk. Again, that's never a good sign.
Except for, I told you last week, I go, what if she writes this and it's really nothing? And she says, I miss you. And like, I really hope it's me. Like, I told confusing. You that this was a possibility.
You did.
This is such a moment of play. We're going to call it. It was a moment of play.
Yeah.
Because she was missing him. This is my theory. She was missing him. She probably wanted to write him a letter, slip a really nice romantic something under his door. And then a producer was like, why don't you just write him a note that says, like, let's talk? Knowing it would freak Joey the hell out. And it was exactly, it played out perfectly for them.
It felt so weird to me. It did. Yeah. The whole thing, even her sitting down.
Weird. Yeah. She's, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad that you interpreted it like that. Kelsey.
Yeah.
You had to have known.
And if you didn't, like, hey, it's time to step up a little bit here because the show is only going to get harder these next 2 weeks. And they're going to try every way possible to get inside Joey's head because he's now the only one they can really get inside the head of, like, in a healthy way because he's the only one that's not going to leave. And so, like, protect him a little bit. Like, be one step ahead of the producers here. And she obviously was not in this situation. It was very weird. It did throw him off. I never was worried about her going home because I don't think it threw him off enough for that. But I do think his heart was racing. His mind was wandering.
His relief when he found out it was nothing.
Yeah.
Was like, I've never seen relief like that on the show before.
Well, I think it definitely points to who he wants to be with in the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear at this point. If it's not Kelsey, I think it's shocking.
And I think that's why they're messing with us to next week's episode. They're making it seem like he's going to get his heart broken. Like, he's going to be ruined to the point that he can't even watch the preview for the next season sitting up there in front of an audience. He's going to be so ruined. And they make it obvious. Like, that's like, it's too obvious for the audience right now that he's picking Kelsey. That they have to throw us off in some way.
Question for you, Ashley. As a fan, does it really matter if it's obvious for you?
No, I agree. Like, whatever. I don't care. At this point, I just want to have like that whimsical feeling in my chest when they get engaged.
Yeah, I don't care if I know who he's going to be with. I mean, that's the whole point of the show is for them to find love. If he found love, you know, weeks ago, it's cool to see this thing play out the way it does. I get to see their love story play out on television. That's what we watch the show for, I think. So I don't care. I don't need them to play with me. I don't need it to be a question in my mind. Some seasons, I do believe it's naturally a very, like, confusing time for the lead. And they don't know who they're going to choose necessarily at the end, even at, you know, hometown week and fantasy suite week. For this season, it's like, cool. We know. He knows. That's his journey. The one person he does not obviously continue on with is Rachel. We do have Rachel in studio. She's sitting down with Jesse watching her breakup live. It was obviously emotional. It was real. It was not. It felt like the whole time, this whole show was in support of Joey. I mean, obviously he's been great to these women and they've been great to him. I don't know, though, if I would say she was shocked. I think she was obviously in love with Joey. I think she knew that Joey would, they could do, you know, great things together. I don't know, even watching the episode and seeing kind of her words, I don't know if she was ever shocked that it was her to go home.
Yeah, I don't think she was either. And I know that we all weren't. I basically, in my head, had already eliminated her last week or before, which I feel bad saying, but we all kind of knew. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. What was really sad about this tell-all moment was just how she got the reception that she got after Hometowns and after she got eliminated and all the awful comments. And I, again, like, I do think that a lot of the awful comments were coming from just people really wanting Maria to be in her spot, because why else would people be like saying mean things to her? Because remember how she also kind of like told Maria off? Well, she did not actually. She didn't tell her off. She said, why would you do that? At the rose ceremony.
I think the fans of Maria, the people that were giving her criticism, if I was to speak to Rachel one-on-one, it would not be, hey, Rachel, it was because of you. Personally, it's because you were playing into a narrative that they were hoping was done. So the Maria getting unnecessary and unwarranted hate from these other women was something that the fans of the show this season were very sensitive to, because they felt like Maria was getting unwarranted and hate from at least three women. And so when Rachel said this, I think they were saying one more is playing into this and this is unnecessary. I think if we maybe hindsight a little bit here, what Rachel said to Maria came in a place of high stress. And it also almost to me, I think you could say, was like a very friendly question. Like, Ashley, if you and I were standing up at a rose ceremony and you did that, I would feel totally fine being like, Ashley, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah.
Like, because we're close enough. Yeah. For me to be like, hey, check yourself, Ashley. Like, don't do this crazy stuff. One, it's annoying to me. Two, I'm standing up here an hour longer than I wanted to. And three, I'm like already so nervous that I'm going home tonight and you're just delaying it. So stop doing whatever it is you're doing. I could say that to you because we were close enough for me to say it. I wonder, and we never really saw their relationship, you know, in detail throughout the season. I wonder if maybe it came from a place of comfort for Rachel to be like, hey, Maria, I like we're friends. Stop doing this.
I don't know. I don't think they were there. I don't think it was a comfort thing.
You think she was just more upset? Well, that's why I think she got the criticism she did, is because the Maria fans were very sensitive to Maria being criticized and hated on anymore. And so Rachel kind of took that bullet. But I don't think it's a hit on Rachel. I don't think people are like, I don't like Rachel.
I don't know. I mean, there was plenty of comments. There's so many comments. I remember like the girls telling me how much hate she was getting. I don't want to disregard all the comments that she said were racism based. So that's absolutely tragic and disgusting.
I guess haven't seen any of those, but that's like, it's just weird. I mean, my explanation here is all out of like, I'm confused on how that could come out towards Rachel because of this one situation. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, she's been amazing.
To me, she just did nothing wrong the entire season.
Well, I'll stand on that.
She's always likable. Well, you know what I mean. She's always likable.
She's always likable. I'll stand on that. I'll say she was likable. Any criticism she's getting is so confusing to me. I can understand a little bit of, you know, the three women that really made Maria's road hard. I can see where maybe they get the jabs and all that, and people would be upset with them. The Rachel thing's like so far gone for me, I don't get it. And now I hope after a tell-all, all of them can move on without the criticism and people can just start to love on them. Like, if you don't like them, don't follow them. It's pretty easy. I also blame the robots. I think there's a lot of really mean robots out there that are just like made to make people feel worse about themselves. That's what I tell myself when I get mean comments.
I was like, I'm pretty sure the robots aren't that creative with their
dang
their statements.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin that for me.
Okay, so let's go into predictions. Well, I guess there's no predict. Okay. Yes. Predictions. This is how we'll wrap up this episode. What do you think is happening at the altar now that we're down to this actual moment?
Absolutely nothing. I think Daisy, I believe that Daisy knows who it is in the end based on her context clues. And she and Joey have this beautiful moment where she's like, I love you. In any other world, we could be together. And Joey says, I agree. I love you too, or I'm falling in love with you. I don't know if he actually says the words, I love you. I don't know if he's that dumb to do what I did. I think he's smarter than me. And then they leave, and I think it's really sad. And then Kelsey comes up, and it's happily ever after. That's my thought. However, this teaser makes it feel so different. So now I'm questioning it.
There's a lot of things that they've made in the teaser where it looks like he's walking away, getting into the car alone. That could be totally just
there's him no
going
shot.
From the hotel to the altar alone, you know?
There's zero chance in my mind, for anybody listening, there's zero chance in my mind that Joey has walked away from the show alone. There's no way, no how, would not make sense. And if he did, this would be like three episodes left because there's going to be a lot of things that have to happen in order for that to occur. There's no way he walks away from the show alone. I do believe it's going to be a very emotional final couple episodes.
Final episode,
I guess. Yeah. Well, I guess we do have a tell-all.
It's like a three-hour episode.
Goodness gracious. Huh?
I don't know. I can deal with a three-hour for this. This is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But that's my theory, is this is being played up to be something it's not. My also point to this is no matter what now happens in the end, unless somehow he does end up alone, this has happened before. Like, there's no scenario that can play out here that, like, would be revolutionary. We've seen this stuff before, right? We've seen somebody leave in the last week.
No, what would be revolutionary, I think, would be if both girls dumped him.
Yeah, that's what I said. Unless he ends up alone.
Which somebody's left alone. That was Brad. Brad left alone because he decided to choose no one.
Yeah.
Which is obvious, honestly the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. He couldn't even pull a Juan Pablo and was like, I'd like to date.
Oh, it's so good.
He didn't even want to date anyone. It's
didn't
so
even
wild.
Want to date anybody. He's like, I don't like any of you. I went through this whole thing and I did it and this sucked the whole time because I wasn't into any of you. But that's my point. Unless he does end up alone, there's nothing that could play out here that would be revolutionary.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think he's going to end up alone. I think he's going to end up with Kelsey. I don't know whether or not it's going to be one of those things that we have to see him like do off camera, though, because that's what it's alluding to being like one of those situations where like the last hour is like how they made things work in the real world.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like my official theory, but like that's if I had to like put together the pieces from what they're giving us, it seems like he's going to walk away from the altar, like going after somebody in real life.
I mean, that's always sweet.
Yeah.
Shows he cares. I don't know. Okay. Final thoughts. Could go without the screaming, could go without the arguing, could go without the fighting. I do believe we got some clarity on some situations that existed this season. But I also believe that it was a confusing path to getting there because half the time I couldn't understand anybody and what they were saying.
Yeah.
Next episode we are excited for. We will be here breaking it down. Then we'll start bringing on some of the guests from this season, which is super exciting for us because it was a very popular season. Kudos to Joey, because I do think something that showed up here was when he was in front of the women are very supportive of him. They really liked mm-hmm. him. They all had very good things to say about him. That's not easy to do and something we have not seen in a long time.
Yeah, they really wished him well.
Yeah, and that's great.
They were like, do you have a cousin? Do you have like a secret long lost brother?
Yeah, it's really sweet. Cute. And I do believe we have not seen that kind of dynamic amongst the lead.
Since you, Ben.
Since me, which was so long ago. No, I mean, I think he did some things that were really incredible. He was really attuned. A lot of the women said he made them feel heard. I think all those things are great. And so we wish him the best. We wish these ladies the best. We wish that they have a lot of fun with this next chapter of their experience on the show. And we'll be excited for next week. So until next week, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.